Just a couple of boys from WA. But if you're not, that's okay. It's the Mitchell and Michael Show.
Ooh, welcome, everybody, to the podcast. Nice, relatable show. You know, if you're like, oh my God, that happened in my life too. Can't believe Mitchell and Michael are talking about that. We bloody are, because my nephew gets made to do something that I don't think he wants to do, and it brings back childhood memories of when our parents would throw coins at us and make us perform at parties.
You know what, just quickly, you know what babies do want to do? Because my mate is doing it with his baby. You know the thing where you put your finger in their mouth and go...
Yeah?
Babies know exactly what that is. And they want you to keep doing it. They love it so much. It's like the only thing all babies understand.
I will say this, my nephew does recognise the TV and does recognise when the NBL is on, the basketball. So he does pay attention.
That's good, then, strong, power, smart forward genetics.
Yeah, it's the basketball genetics of my sister and her partner. So that's good, that's good. But we're going to find out, what have you had to perform for your parents?
Up first, of course, time of recording. It's a Friday, so we always start the show with our Friday Funnies, the longest running segment in the show's history. This week, Mitchell Tinley is a dad. Mm. So these dad jokes, I guess, will determine the life of your child.
Friday Funnies.
That's right. Michael Ross, as a father, I am now ready for the dad jokes. And so I will present them, and I guess we're going to find out how good a dad I will be, depending on how good these are. Michael Ross, I always keep my guitar in the car. It's good for traffic jams.
Good one, mate.
That's right.
It can have one.
Speaking of delayed in traffic, that was very delayed. Michael Ross, this is a conversation they'll be having with someone. Can I eat the cake in the fridge? Sure, but the dining room would probably be more comfortable.
Now, that's a very dad joke. Like, you can imagine your dad saying that.
Yeah, I will have that one prepared. And finally, waitress, can I ask you something about the menu, please? Waitress slaps his face. The men I please are none of your damn business.
That's the first one. That one is great. Okay, yeah, your baby will live. There's a Coles store in a bit of hot water after they rearranged one of their aisles.
Okay.
And they put two things together that should not be together, some labelling it racist.
Like you and your wife.
We are an excellent match, mate. We've been together for 10 years.
Two bland pieces of cardboard. How dare I? Your wife's lovely.
So we're at aisle 10. We're at aisle 10. That's quite late in the aisles, isn't it? That's where you find cat food and dog food.
I was going to say, that is where you find all that sort of knick-knack stuff.
And in this Coles store, you'll also find the Asian section.
Okay.
Either a terrible mistake or a terrible joke.
Why is that inconvenient? I don't understand.
Why is that inconvenient?
Yeah, like, why is that?
It might be really convenient if you were shopping for noodles and some chum. Like, it might be really convenient in that way.
Why would that be offensive? I don't understand.
People are going from two angles. So one group suggesting that it would be offensive because you're saying cat food and dog food. So pet food is like Asian food, if you're someone who doesn't like Asian food. And then, of course, there's the stigma that some Asian communities eat cats and dogs. So that is where they feel like it is that the staff have tried to play a bit of a joke and maybe forgotten to take the signs down when the store reopened.
I've never heard that. I don't hang out with those people, so I don't get
that. No, you only hang out with white people. But
touché.
Terrible combination. Like, regardless of what happened, even if it was just because it is thought that they were just rearranging the store, seems to be their defense. Because in the next aisle with air freshener is rice, and that's not that doesn't seem offensive. It's just the wrong combination.
Yeah, but you could find a way.
1-800-011-666. What two things just should not go together? What are your worst combinations? Give us a call on 1-800-011-666. Coles Store in some pretty hot water after putting the Asian food section into the dog food and cat food. It's either a terrible joke or a terrible mistake. Just
horrible.
And it is a bad combination. Whichever way you look at it, don't put those two things in the same place. And we want to know on 1-800-011-666, what two things just do not go together? What are the worst combinations? We've got Megan on the line.
Hi, guys. Mine's pretty out there. So I am a vegan. I don't eat any meat or any animal products. And I once went on a date with a guy who turned out to be a butcher.
He was
so about his red meat, and I was like, oh god, this, I don't know how this is gonna work, and it didn't. So
did you know he was a butcher beforehand, or did you find out in the moment?
No, like, it wasn't on his Tinder profile. I wasn't like, oh, I'm a butcher. It just kind of came up when we went to order food, and he ordered like the T-bone steak.
How do you go with that? Like, are you like a, that's like eating a baby, and then did you punch him in the face, or are you kind of like each to their own?
Yeah, I'm not like an offensive vegan. I'm like, people can eat whatever they want. It was more just the fact that the conversation then turned into like, oh, this is a beautiful cut of meat, and like, you know, they cooked it beautifully tender, and then he was like, do you like meat? And I was like, no. And then it just was awkward because he was like, oh,
Well, I'm sorry it didn't work out. Or maybe we're all happy that it didn't work out. It is a terrible combination of vegan and a butcher. Thanks, Megan.
I'm Clive Palmer, and you know what? I'm sick of the major parties. That's right, no more Libs, no more Labor. This election, I'll be siding with the Greens. I love nature, and I want more trees planted in Australia. We can have our very own Jurassic Park brought to life, including Triceratops, T-Rex, Laura Dern, Velociraptors, you name it. We can revive them with the power of the Greens. And you know what? I don't want it to be for me anymore. The Greens are all about
socialism.
And so am I. So all my mining projects will be renamed Yawning Projects. That's right. You can work on the Clive Palmer Coal Yours and Gold Yours. They're not mine anymore. They're ours and yours. And finally, as a show of good faith with the Greens, I will be going vegan. I bloody am not. Who put that in there? There's no way that's happening. You people are sick. You want me to eat like that tofu? We're off. Where's Bob Catter? Can we make a party with him?
Authorised by Clive Eggplant Parmigiana for Palm Frond United Party.
Big news. Clive is preferencing the Greens.
That is wild. His first set of Greens he's ever had.
We're talking what parents make their kids do on 1-800-011-666. Your little nephew, 12 weeks old, forced them to wave. It's a thing I guess all parents would make a baby do.
It's just weird. They're like, oh, hi, Uncle Major. And I'm like, that's not him doing it. Like, you're making him do that. It's like, A, it doesn't mean anything because he's not wanting to do it. B, he looks like not only does he not want to do it, he's hating it, and you're making him do it.
And this is where it starts. It continues through to childhood when I was like around like 7 years old. My dad used to get us to sing the Carlton theme song to like friends and family, like on command.
So weird. Like a little monkey.
011-666. Kyle on the line now from Carnarvon. Kyle, what did your parents make you do?
When I was about 11 or 12, my family made me sing into our answering machine. And it's ruined my life still to this day because my friends and family still bring it up. So do you remember the show Barney the Dinosaur, the big purple dinosaur?
Yes.
Yeah.
At the end of the show, they'd sing like a song about like how much they all love each other and
is that
whatever.
Is that I love you, you love me, that sort of thing?
Just hearing you sing it in that song is giving me such terrible flashbacks. So yeah, it was that. I remember every single word to it. And I hated it because I knew that it was going to haunt me for the rest of my life. I couldn't remember the lyrics. I kept screwing up. I had no confidence. I couldn't sing. So just for like 12 hours straight, I was trying to get, and I remember every single word to it. Can I perform it for you guys now?
Yes, please.
It was, I'll call you because you called me. We're the Martin family. So leave your name and number at the tone. Sorry that we're not at home.
Oh, that is beautiful. Kyle.
It's funny because by the sound of it, you're Kyle Markson, which sounds very similar to Karl Marx, which sounds like the sort of realm you lived in.
That's exactly right. Yeah, literally every single time I see some mates that I haven't seen in a while, they'll let me know that it's been a while since they've seen them, and they were so sorry that they missed me while I was not at home.
You know, Kyle, hit him up and leave him that message. Mitchell and Michael for breakfast. Don't move. There's more in a minute. Joining us next is our big footy brain himself, the one and only Andrew Embley from Rush Hour WA. Don't forget, he's a Norm Smith medalist, premiership player, so he knows footy. We don't. Furthest I got, Mitch, was a under-14s grand final for East Fremantle.
There was that time, though, me and Stephen Motlop, who plays in the AFL, kicked collectively 10 goals, one.
What'd you get?
One.
A round of Guess Rev Who. Fun is trying to guess
when you play Guess Who. Game cards do not actually talk.
Can you guess what the famous WA attraction is based on the terrible review? One star from Bart Klinkenberg. He said, nearly no water, the smell was horrendous, definitely overhyped. You've turned to the people on 04800 97400, a couple of texts coming through. Stavros from Tropicana.
Ah, Stabby.
He says, I think it's Lake Hillier, Middle Island Esperance.
Yep, I can see that. That's for, yep.
Meanwhile, Steph in Carnarvon believes it is the Hutt Lagoon, Port Gregory. Who are you siding
with? Could be Hutt Lagoon. Port Gregory can be sometimes quite disappointing. We went there. Shout out to the Port Gregory Caravan Park. They were lovely people. But also I've talking to a friend in Esperance who says the Pink Lake and whatnot is like, it's not even pink anymore and it's all a sham and all that sort of stuff. So I'm going to lock in that the review is from Lake Hillier.
So you and Stavros from Tropicana.
I'm going to go with Stavvy. Stavvy.
Incorrect. Steph and Carnarvon had it right. Well done. It is Hutt Lagoon, one star from Bart Klinkenberg.
That's why I bloody should have never trusted you, Stabby.
You just don't like listening to women.
What'd you say?
On the way.
We'll be it's a double up. Joke. It's a double nice. Joke.
There's so many layers. On the way, we'll be chatting with our man, Andrew Embley, talking footy for the weekend ahead. Blam, Mitchell and Michael, and joining us on the line now from Rush Hour WA, but don't forget, he's a Norm Smith medalist and Premiership West Coast player, the one and only Andrew Embley. Morning, Embers.
G'day, fellas. How are you?
When you get coffee, you like Norm... Oh, yep, Norm Smith medalist Andrew Embley. Like, is that how you introduce yourself?
Nah, I don't, but I don't know if you ever saw on socials that was sort of trending maybe about 12 months ago. Stevie Johnston, who used to play, obviously, at the Cats.
Yep.
He's gone to order a coffee under the name of Norm. And the guy's gone, coffee for Norm. And anyway, Stevie J's walked up, and that was a bit of humour. So, good on him. Nah, but certainly, I don't do that, no. I'm with the kids.
I'll tell you what, there's a lot of fun to be had in the world of footy, but one man who's not having much fun at the moment, Ken Hinckley.
Oh, jeez, how about that last night? That first half was atrocious. I was feeling for Port Adelaide. Like, obviously, they've been so close over the last couple of years, and then they've been knocked out in prelims. I think you felt that this year might have been one of their last sort of throws at the stumps, and they've started the season so poorly. And I did think they were going to find it difficult against Melbourne last night, but to play as bad as they did and just lost all their structure ahead of the footy, and that first, imagine like those Port Adelaide supporters in the stand watching that first half. And then, if you didn't think it would get any worse, they're having a shot after the siren and they give away a free kick, which meant that Todd Marshall couldn't have that shot at goal. So it's just disastrous for them at the moment.
It's absolutely wild. They're probably going to change their song to Please Tear Us Apart.
Yeah, well, that's probably the only great excitement at the stadium at the moment is when they do get up and they sing that song. But, yeah, geez, after that song is finished, there wasn't really much to cheer about or get excited about for that team.
As a player, like what do you do when it's still like really the start of the season and when you're displaying as poorly as this? Like what do you do? Is there a team meeting already that you have?
what you do is you go home that night and you get with a few of the guys and you get a bottle of red and you start planning a holiday in September. So let's organise this football trip right now, because guess what? We ain't going to be around. We don't really want to watch another team win a grand final. So where are we going? That's the only thing you can do.
Embers, before we let you go this morning, quick tips for Pies West Coast and Freo GWS?
Yeah, well, I think those West Coast boys are doing right what I said just then. I think they're on the ball of red and they're thinking about where they're going to go in September. I think, unfortunately, they've just got still so many guys unavailable West Coast. So they'll find it difficult. I think if they can be within sort of four goals off Collingwood, I think will be a good result. But can't see them beating the Pies. And I think this would be a good test for Fremantle. I've got a feeling, though, I just lean towards the Giants. I saw what St Kilda did to Fremantle a couple of weeks ago, and I think the Giants would certainly have a look at what the Saints did, and if they can bring that pressure on Fremantle, then I think the Giants might just be a bit too good for Fremantle too.
Once again, Andrew Emberley getting the job done. Thanks for joining us.
Good on you, boys. Take care.
If you enjoyed the Mitchell and Michael podcast, remember to subscribe, leave a review, and share with your mates.